Brandi Carlile is here. I got a couple chairs for us here, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
you
know, man, cool.
It feels comfortable, right?
Yep.
You're on a promo tour, is what we call it. You just play Jimmy Kimmel, visiting some radio stations and stuff like that, talking about the new record. Congratulations
yep.
on the new stuff.
Thanks, man.
We've heard the song The Joke on the air on 88.5 FM for
awesome. Thank
a few
you.
Weeks now. And that's the first taste of the new album we got so far. Has anybody heard the new single, The Joke? Hey, we got a studio audience here at the Village Recorder. I was just saying before you got in the room what a fabulous facility this is. And Brandi, you said that you have worked here and have recorded some stuff.
Yeah, a lot. I started working here during the story with T-Bone. After Vancouver, we came here and did a bunch of work on the record. It was super cool. I've seen a lot of cool things go down in this studio.
So the new record comes out on February 16th, a couple days after Valentine's Day. We're excited for that. I do have a couple questions before we get into the new stuff.
Sure.
You've been doing some other things, you know, other than working on this new record with, you know, Dave Cobb and some others. Did you produce the new Secret Sisters album?
Yes, I
because
did.
Because that is one
Thanks
of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. Shut up. Are you serious?
Oh, no, yeah.
What's your favorite one on there?
High Five. Well, I think He's Fine is the one that they
Oh yeah.
They kind of rolled
out. Yeah, we used
out,
to call right? that Davey White, but then we decided to change the name.
The Secret Sisters, they're a duo. They're from Alabama. They sing brilliantly together. My first mm-hmm. introduction to them, John Paul White came to the studio
oh,
to
yeah.
do a
God,
session.
I love him too.
Yeah, formerly with the Civil Wars, and he brought the Secret Sisters mm-hmm. as his backup singer. And they
yeah.
did brilliant version of these Beach Boys songs and everything.
Yeah.
So
talk about three of the finest singers there are. Yeah. Those three people in a room together.
No kidding.
It's intimidating.
You know. So yeah, you put on your producer hat
yeah.
and you worked on that record, which is really cool. That Secret Sisters record is
I
called
did.
"You Don't Own Me Anymore."
Yeah.
And it is really good.
Yeah, I'm really proud of it. I'm really proud of them.
Me too.
Cool, man.
Right? another thing you worked on recently is a collaboration with the project Shovels and Rope.
Yeah.
Which is kind of an alt-country, what is it, a husband-wife duo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so rock and roll, too. I mean, I think that Shovels and Rope are currently my favorite band, actually. Mm. I cannot get enough of them live. I can't stop watching them. And their latest record was really, really great, too. They have a song actually about here called the San Andreas Faultline Blues. It's pretty good.
Oh, that's that's relatable, I guess.
Yeah, you can feel that one. You're feeling nervous. Aren't you, boy, with your quiet voice and impeccable style? Don't ever let them steal your joy and your gentle ways to keep them from running wild. They can kick dirt in your face, dress you down and tell that your place is in the middle when they hate the way you shine. I see you tugging on your shirt, trying to hide inside of it and hide how much it hurts. Your brother's world for a while longer. You gotta dance with the devil on a river to beat the stream. Call it living the dream. Call it kicking the ladder. They come to kick dirt in your face, to call you
place you have to carry in your baby on your back across the desert. I saw your eyes behind your hair, and you're looking tired, but you don't look scared.
Where is home for you these days?
Seattle.
Okay.
Not far from me. Yeah, Seattle.
No, not too
Born
far.
And raised, always lived there.
It's a stone's
We had
throw,
a white
really.
Christmas and all that. That was cool.
Wow. Yeah. We don't get that around here.
Yeah, it's all right.
Again, we're with Brandi Carlile at the legendary Village Recorder or Village Studios here in Los Angeles. I'm Mookie from 88.5 FM. By the way, I Forgive You is the new record. Available February 16th. You work with Shooter Jennings. Dave Cobb, was it a collaborative effort with you three for the most part, or you had these songs ready to go by the time, you know, they came into the studio?
Oh, Shooter and Dave were extremely transformative to the music and to me as an artist and to us as a band. So no, nothing will ever be the same having worked with them, and we didn't have anything ready to go in the sense that we had a vision for the record, because actually they did. And it was a long time since I made a record like that. You know, I worked with T-Bone Burnett on The Story and Rick Rubin on Brandi Carlile and Give Up the Ghost, and then
those are some heavy hitters.
Yeah. And those guys, they know what they want. Like, you go, you show up and they're ready. Like, they're quite the audience, and they have an agenda that's really it really helps us. It helped us learn a lot from those two. But then we kind of went off on our own for Bear Creek and Firewatcher, and then to come back to that kind of, I don't want to call it like heavy-handedness, but that kind of vision. Because Dave Cobb and Shooter had a real vision, and then make this album was extremely humbling and helpful to me as a person, as an artist.
Again, the name of the record is called By the Way, I Forgive You. That little phrase shows up in some lyrics on the album as well. Which came first, the lyrics or the album title?
It was a weird thing where the lyrics came first, but I never thought of that as the literary kind of title of the record. But after I listened to the songs, like as a body of work, we turned in, I think, 14 songs. And then Shooter Jennings, one morning he gets up early and he sends me this email and he's like, don't kill me, like, don't hate me, but listen to this as an album sequence. And he'd cut four of the songs. And at first I was like, what the? But then I realized that a common thread appeared, like a commonality to the lyrics. They all had a certain kind of resolve and strength to them. And I thought, man, this just sounds like forgiveness. And then, you know, obviously that first track he put, Every Time I Hear That Song, which is the song the lyric is from, as the first track, which I never would have done. And I thought, maybe it's called By the Way I Forgive You, you know? So it was kind of a simultaneous thing. I noticed that there was a common thread. It's kind of like a sculpture in that way. Like, I didn't really see what the shape of the album was until Shooter had taken away some of the pieces.
So what's going to happen to those four songs that never made it to the record? You're going to just, you know, maybe come out with a surprise EP one day?
I don't know. They're kind of their own thing, too. They're really separate of the record. I'm surprised we got that out of ourselves at that time. So we'll do something with them, I think.
He wasn't really known for breaking the rules when he arrived in the second year of my high school. He wasn't so much of a twist of fate as a short turn up from a southern state. He was born with a sweet tooth he couldn't beat, always trying to find himself something sweet. All that he found was a trouble in me, or maybe trouble just found him. It was hard to hide that his heart had scars. He would stay up late talking to the stars. People tried to blame him for making bad choices, but he was only listening to the voices, looking for some kind of deeper truth between the lines in the Bible and living proof. There's no point now to judge him in vain. If you haven't been there, you don't know the pain. His broken heart now is finally gone, but I know that he had to hurt for too long to think he had fought it all on his own, just to lose the battle and die alone. After so many years of feeling lost, he finally made his way back home. We'll be right back. sugar too. Thank you.
When you talk about, by the way, I forgive you, are you speaking about forgiveness? And I'm sure you've been asked this a number of times already, kind of on a micro level, like personally, or a macro level, talking about what's going on in the world?
It's a word that gets kind of a bad rap because I think it gets kind of thrown around in this like hashtag blessed sense of kind of cheesiness, almost like a white Christian connotation gets attached to that word a lot. When it really is a word that's really quite radical, I think, because it requires something of us that's really unnatural and hard to do. And even when we say we do it, I think we still harbor feelings discontentment, you know, in our souls. And so when I'm talking about forgiveness in some of these songs, I don't mean like forgiving someone for a way that they've done you wrong or something. It's like forgiving your parents for the fact that you have to outlive them, ideally, or forgiving addiction for kind of casting its long shadow over your life, forgiving the global issues without accepting them that burden us, and the kind of heaviest themes, you know, about being human and having to live in a state of acceptance but still work on what's wrong around us.
That is really serious stuff.
Sorry.
That is the new record's coming out February 16th. BrandyCarlile.com is the website. You're doing the whole pre-order thing for the new album. There's like a merch bundle. People could get the t-shirts, the vinyl, all of that good stuff. Thanks for being a good talker.
Thanks for you gonna being a good interviewer.
Sometimes you never know what you're going to get with artists.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't want to talk at all. but again, we have the string section here today.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So we're going to bring the band up, and I imagine you're going to play all new stuff for us today, right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. This is Brandy Carlile in front of a studio audience here at the Village Recorder.
Thanks for showing up, guys.
On 88.5 FM.
Here we go.
Welcome to the end of being alone inside your mind. You're tethered to another, and you worried all the time. You always knew the melody, but you never heard it rhyme. She's fair and she is quiet, Lord, she doesn't look like me. She made me love the morning, she's a holiday at sea. The New York streets are as busy as they always used to be. But I am the mother of Evangeline. The first things that she took from me were selfishness and sleep. She broke 1,000 heirlooms I was never meant to keep. She filled my life with color, canceled plans and trashed my car. But none of that was ever who we are. Outside of my windows are the mountains and the snow. I hold you while you're sleeping, and I wish that I could go. Oh, my rowdy friends are out accomplishing their dreams, but I am the mother of Evangeline. And they still got their morning paper and their coffee and their time. And they still enjoy their evenings with the skeptics and the wine. Oh, but all the wonders I have seen, I will see a second time. From inside of the ages through your eyes. And you are not some accident where no one thought it through. The world that stood against us made us mean to fight for you. When we chose your name, we knew that you'd fight the power too. You're nothing short of magical and beautiful to me. Oh, I'll never hit the big time without you. So they can keep their treasure and their ties to the machine. 'Cause I am the mother of Evangeline. They can keep their treasure and their ties to the machine. I am the mother of Evangeline.
Thank you for having us, and thanks for supporting our record. We love you all. We'll see you out there on the road.